Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, a weekly podcast that gives you an in-depth look at the South Alabama Jaguars. You can find a new podcast uploaded weekly online at usajaguars.com or take the podcast with you on your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Just search South Alabama Jaguars.
Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, the weekly podcast of the University of South Alabama Department of Athletics. Joining us for this week's episode of the podcast is a senior from the women's tennis team, Laura Valkova. Laura, thanks for stopping in. Appreciate you taking the time today.
Thank you for having me here.
One of the reasons why I wanted to bring you in as a guest is you are going into your final Sun Belt Conference tournament. It begins on Friday, or it will for South Alabama after earning a bye in the opening round, and it runs through. Championship matches are on Sunday. Have you thought about the emotions now? You played your final home match against Troy on Sunday. Now you're going into your final postseason. Is there any extra emotion involved this time, or are you more just focused on trying to win and get back to the NCAA tournament?
I mean, going to the conference is always important and kind of emotional because it's the most important tournament of the season. And I'm really excited, and it's my last conference, so it's even more exciting. And I think we've been practicing hard the whole season, so I hope it's gonna go well.
Yeah, and coming in to the tournament, the team has put together a 19-4 record. As an individual, you've got a record of 14-7 overall. That includes 9-2 in the number two single slot, and you're 15-4 at doubles, 14-4 at number one. That's just this year, and I'll give listeners some more information on earlier in your career, but what makes you successful on the tennis court? What do you have to do well to win a match?
I think I'm just trying to give my best every day on and off the court, just trying to improve and be a better player every single day. Try to practice hard on a hard level, never give up, and trying to stay consistent all the time. And this improves basically every semester, and I'm trying to maximize my potential as well.
Well, I've been out to some of your practices, and there's a lot of competition going on, and I guess it must be interesting because in order to kind of determine your place in the lineup, you've got to go against and beat teammates, and then you get to a match, and you're all on the same side pulling for each other. Is practice hard because of that aspect of it, or is all competition good in your eyes?
I like practicing with the girls. Yes, the competition is high, and I like practicing with my teammates because they're good. They're trying to improve as well, trying to get better. So it just gets more competitive, and all of us are very competitive. So I feel like it just good for us.
Now, I know this is the case with pretty much most junior levels of tennis. I mean, growing up when you were playing, I'm imagining it was very individual and just playing in tournaments and practicing with an instructor. What was it like for you when you came in the spring of 2014 and now all of a sudden, well, you've got this team format and the matches count and it's a little different? How hard of an adjustment was that for you to make as you came to the United States and came entered college?
Well, it's different. I think it's a challenge for every single tennis player to come from the individual environment to the team environment. I think I managed it pretty well because I like to be around people and I actually like to have teammates and have someone to practice with and support. We support each other at the matches. I like the team environment because we're there for each other on and off the court, which brings us together even more and closer. So I feel like I enjoy it even more than being an individual.
Did you fall right in? Does it change the way you approach a match? Even, let's say, for example, as a freshman, you're playing a match in February and you know you're going to be in the number two position in the lineup. Is there anything that goes into that of like, well, I'm playing their second best player more than likely, and I have to have a certain plan of attack? Or is it just, I'm going to go out and do the things I do well, regardless of who's on the other side of the net?
Well, I was honored when I came and I could play on the second position, because it's pretty, pretty cool. I mean, I felt little pressure because my point counts for the team and not just for me. So I didn't want to disappoint my teammates. That's why I was just trying to play my very best and give my very best all the time.
Well, we're visiting this week on Inside JAG Nation with Laura Valkova, a senior from the women's tennis team. Sunbelt Conference tournament action begins. First round's Thursday. The Jaguars are expected to play their opening match Friday morning. Over the course of your career, in nearly four full years, you got a overall record 76-36 in singles and 76-24 in doubles. So there's been a lot of success there. You know, obviously hard work goes into it, but there's got to be some skill as well. I mean, what do you think are the best things that you do on the court, whether it's like a forehand or net, or, you know, if you had to pick an aspect or two of the game of tennis of which really is key that success, what would you pick and why?
Okay, I think I'm an offensive player on the court, so I like to attack first, and according to my opinion, serve is very important in singles as well as in doubles. So first exchanges are really important, and some matches are based on first exchanges. I would also say forehand is my strength as well, where I can attack with a lot.
Looking at this year, 14-4 at number one doubles. 2 years ago, as a sophomore, 14-2 at number one doubles. As a freshman, that first year on campus, 15-0 at number two doubles. Now you're doing that with different people. What do you like in a doubles partner? What do you think makes for a good team, and what has helped you achieve that success in doubles play?
I mean, there must be a certain chemistry in between double partners. Like, some people fit together well, some don't. I was actually one who was playing with a lot of different people, and I actually didn't mind it because I tried playing with different teammates, and I learned some things from it, which I could use in the other matches. And I just feel like whoever you're playing with, you're just trying to play your best, and then the good results will come.
So I want to go backwards a little bit now. I tend to do this with a lot of student athletes. You are from Pieštiny, Slovakia, and when did you start playing tennis, and why? What drew you to the sport?
I started playing tennis when I was five. I think my mom inspired me because she was also a tennis player. So, not that I remember, but whenever she showed me like pictures of my childhood, I was holding this small wooden racket in my hands and just playing around with it. So I think my parents knew that I was gonna go this direction.
Now, it leads me to a couple different questions, and they're sort of different topics, so I got to remember to hit both. But first, were there any other sports as a child that you played a lot? Was there any competition when it came to interest in tennis, or have you been primarily a tennis player for as long as you can remember?
I was just a tennis player as far as I can remember. Basically, tennis was my whole life, and I've been playing tennis all the time. Didn't really try any other sports.
Now, talk about kind of the routine in the sport as a kid. I mean, you're going to school, but you know, you don't have a team that you're playing for, and it's all, I'm sure, about individual lessons leading into tournaments. How many hours a day did you play? You know, what kind of work did you do as a kid to get to the level you're at now? And how much of it was instruction versus actually going to tournaments and competing against other people?
Looking back at it now, I think it was hard, very hard. It was really time-consuming for me as well as for my parents, because as a child they had to give me rides to the practices. They were traveling with me to the tournaments, so they put a lot of money and time into it as well. When I was in my elementary school, I had to miss classes because of the practices, because practices were usually in the morning and in the afternoon. So my parents were just driving me all the time from home to school, from school to practice, then back to school, then back home. So it was just a lot of driving for them to the tennis practices, back to fitness. I missed so many classes, then I had to study longer at home, take notes from my friends, miss exams, then I had to make them up. Also, traveling every weekend was really time-consuming. I didn't have time to play with my friends or go to the movies with them, so it took a lot of time.
Now, do you play tournaments virtually every weekend where you were going somewhere?
Yes, usually I was gone basically the whole weekend. Maybe not every single weekend, but the weekends are always packed.
All right. Now, the other question I wanted to ask about growing up in Slovakia, if I could be wrong, but it seems like a lot of European tennis, there's more clay involved, and I didn't know if is that the surface you grew up on, or were you always on hard courts, which is what you were playing on here primarily in the United States?
I've been always playing on clay, and in winters we used to play on hard surface, so there was always like 1 week or two when we had to adjust to the surface. And coming here, playing basically on hard surface all the time, was a little bit of a challenge because I had a knee injury before, and the doctor told me to not really play on or run on a hard surface. So I'm actually surprised that nothing bad happened here, and I'm actually really glad that I got to play all 4 years on the hard surface without any big injuries or anything.
Now, I want to ask, as you got older and kept competing, how old were you, or what year in school, when you started thinking realistically, hey, I can get a scholarship and play in college and go to the United States? When was that for you?
I think it was in my high school. When I started my high school, I had the idea in my head that maybe once I would like to try to go to the United States and play college tennis. So it was just there in back of my head, but I didn't really know much about it. I didn't know how it's working here or anything like this. But then basically in my senior year of my high school, I got a message from a coach saying that they want me on a team in the United States, which was I thought really cool and interesting. I was like, where did they, how do they know me, or how it's even possible? So then I just started researching more and like got into it, like decided on basically really coming here and actually making my dream come true.
So was that Coach Kaiser who was the first one to send you a message? And have you, well, two things, like what form of communication was it? Is it text? Is it Facebook? Is it email? And have you figured out yet how he found you?
Yes, it was the Coach Kaiser. He actually contacted me in my junior year of my high school, because my high school took 5 years and the regular high school takes usually 4 years. So he thought that it was my senior year, but he was 1 year ahead. And then back then I didn't even know how to react. So I was like, well, I have still one more year, just contact me next year. Well, now I think it's really funny, because, and I shouldn't have reacted this way. Maybe I should have tried to like start doing all my TOEFL tests and preparing on coming here. And he contacted me through Facebook. And I don't know how he found me. Maybe the international rankings, most likely.
So he found you. Obviously, the information was out there. Were any other coaches in contact with you? Did you ever look at any schools, or kind of because Coach Kaiser was the first, did it come down to once everything worked out with tests and admissions and all that, that, well, South Alabama is going to be the place I'm coming?
I got more messages from more universities later on. But since the Coach Kaiser was the first, I stayed in touch with him for quite a longer time. And then he actually came to Slovakia to recruit me, which I thought was really impressive and cool that someone is really interested in me coming here. And I liked what he was telling me. He answered on all my questions I was looking answer for, and I just really liked it. So then I decided to come here, and also the weather helped it a little bit.
Now, did you come here based on just research, or did you ever take an official visit and see the campus and kind of know what you were coming to when you finally came to start school?
I didn't come here before. It was just based on the research and based on the talk with the coach in Slovakia, and he was trying to describe everything, how it works. And then I was just looking on the internet, the pictures, and doing the research. So I didn't know basically where I'm going. So it was a little bit of a challenge leaving home for basically 4 years. Didn't know the place, the city where I'm going.
Now, you have a former teammate who finished last year, Mihaila Mesarosheva, who is also from the same country. Now, I don't know how big Slovakia is. I can't tell how close or far apart major cities are, and whether you may or may not have played each other in juniors, anything like that. You have a teammate, fellow senior, Laura Matushkova, also from Slovakia, but a different part. Did any of that come into play in recruiting? Did y'all know each other? Did y'all know that you were all interested in South Alabama, and did that help?
Well, Slovakia is not such a big country, so I knew Michaela and Laura before. We were not really good friends. We just knew each other from the tournaments. I didn't know Laura was coming until very last minute, and I knew that Michaela was here, so I started texting with her, and whenever I had like more questions, I just asked her how it's going, how it is, if she likes it, And then she was basically my roommate my freshman and sophomore year. So I feel like it helped a lot because she showed me around. She showed me, she taught me how it's working here. So I thought that it was a help.
Think back to that day when you got on the plane and knew, okay, I'm coming to South Alabama. You got to figure it's at least for a semester, you know, all things considered. And that's still 4 or 5 months worth of time. What were the emotions? What were you feeling when you got on that plane and this is it? I'm going to be a freshman at South Alabama.
Well, fortunately, I was flying with Laura. I was on the same flight with her. So that was good. It was quite a challenge to leave my parents and home and go somewhere else. But I was excited. I was really excited. But there was also the fear of coming somewhere where I don't know where basically I'm going, if I'm gonna understand people, if people gonna like me. So the emotions were mixed, but I was mostly excited and I was just looking forward to something new.
So, you know, you said part of the what made it difficult was, you know, breaking away from your parents. How often do you communicate with them back home, and what methods do you use? I mean, I think technology kind of helps bridge the gap a little better than years ago, but how often and how do you keep in touch with your family back in Slovakia?
I try to stay in touch with them quite often, especially the first semester. We Skyped a lot, almost every day. But then it's hard to keep up because of a lot of schoolwork, tennis practices. So now we're basically texting almost every day through WhatsApp, calling like once a week or once per 2 weeks. It's getting hard, but the first semester was important for them as well to stay in touch with me because their first child is leaving home. Now they kind of got used to it.
Yeah. So I sort of want to dive back into the differences in tennis now. You come in and the team goes 16-3 your freshman year. And ever since then, it's been nothing but success. Overall, going into this Sunbelt tournament, 77-16 is the team mark in your career. That's 83% winning percentage. But coming from playing individual all the time, does it make it difficult, or do you just rely on your teammates when it comes to setting those group goals? Maybe a number of wins or about how you go, you know, I'm sure almost everyone here expects to compete for a Sunbelt championship. But, you know, when it comes to the team wishes, did you have a hard time kind of figuring out how to go about that because you had never experienced anything like it?
Yeah, well, I think you don't really schedule wins or loses. You go and give your best all the time. That's why you keep your practices on a high level, stay consistent with the practices and hard work. And then success will eventually come. Yes, it's different in a team environment because you don't want to disappoint the other teammates as well as the coach, but you want to show your teammates that you're there for them, and you want to show them that you can win a point for the team, and you also don't want to rely on others that they're going to win, so I don't have to win.
Yeah.
It's all the time, like, everyone is trying their best, and then we'll see the results.
So you've had some time to reflect on this. Your sophomore year, the team went 21-3, won the Sun Belt tournament and played in the NCAA regional. So that's pretty special in terms of what a team accomplishes. And you look at it now, what does it mean to you to think back to we got that done? And it was the first one in a while for the program too, so I think it was a little special for Coach Kaiser.
It was great. To win the conference was a great feeling because all the hard work pays off, and that feeling and the emotions, it was just indescribable. We had two seniors on the team, Mary and Emily, and I think that they did a good job with basically us incoming freshmen. And I think we worked pretty well together as a team. So it also reflected at the conference because we were there for each other and competing together. There was no drama or anything going on. So I feel like everything together paid off.
Now, it must let our listeners know in fairness that on an individual level, each of your first 3 years, you've been named first team All Sun Belt Conference. Too early to reflect on that accomplishment, or does it, like, is there a special feeling that that happens each year? It's happened at the banquet the night before the tournament starts. Does it mean anything more to you, or do you think that maybe you'll look back down the road and that's when you'll feel like, oh, these were nice accomplishments?
I'm not really realizing it when I'm actually getting these awards the night before the conference. I mean, it's really nice to get awarded for something like this. It's big and it means a lot, and I'm very honored and thankful for it. But then the next day, I forget about it. I'm on the court and I'm just trying to focus on my match. So maybe then after a few days later or a few months later, I'll be, oh, I actually won this award. It's nice.
Well, you're heading into your final Sun Belt Conference tournament this week, but you also got another big landmark coming up. Pretty sure. Graduation?
Right.
How excited are you for that? You have family coming over for that? How big is this for you and your family?
Yes, I'm graduating on 6th of May, and my parents are coming for 10 days to visit and see me graduating after 4 years. They actually visited 2 years ago, and they really liked it, so coming back and having them here, it's going to be nice again.
So beyond this season, when it all gets done, do you have a desire to continue to compete? Do you want to attempt to play professionally? Or are you ready to kind of move on in life and where tennis isn't the primary focus and more something you enjoy in free time?
I feel like there are kind of two sides. One side of me wants to just stay in college forever and play college tennis and study here all the time because it's great and I love it here. So I just want to stay. But on the other hand, I want to move forward, do something else, experience something more. So I'm excited for the graduation and that a new chapter of my life will start soon.
Now, I mean, it doesn't mean you have to, you know, you're going to start in June or July, but long term, what type of profession interests you? What do you want to do as you get older and have a career outside of tennis?
That's a good question. Well, I'm going to do my MBA. I'm going to do my grad school from fall. So I'm excited about that. And since I'm studying business, I feel like my profession after the grad school will be business oriented, but I would like to stay somehow related to the sport, especially tennis. I don't know how or in which way, but I would really like to stay somehow connected with the sport.
Visiting with Laura Valkova from the women's tennis team this week on Inside JAG Nation. Appreciate the time. Know you got a busy week ahead with the Sunbelt Conference tournament starting on Friday. Before we go, I want to ask a few quick questions. Just the first thing that pops into your mind. And I will start with outside of practice, competition, and academics, what's your favorite thing to do when you have free time?
Well, I like sports, but when I have a free time, I don't like doing sports. I like to go to the movies, just go out with my friends. I actually really like skateboarding, swimming, in winter snowboarding or skiing, but other than that, just chilling in front of the TV is really nice.
So you just said you have a lot of interests in different sports outside of tennis. What's your favorite?
I really like fitness and working out in the gym. I have the desire to like get better and like improve, because you can see the changes on your body, so it's something interesting. So currently I'm interested in the fitness industry.
What is the best athletic event that you have ever attended as a fan?
That's a good question. I think I would say visiting some of our football matches were pretty cool and impressive, because the first time I actually went to a football game was here in Mobile, and I was just impressed because of the atmosphere, the cheerleaders, the bands, just something different, something new.
If you get to choose to go to one athletic event that you've never been to, but you have to see it, what do you want to see?
I would love to go to Wimbledon.
You get to go on a dream vacation, one place. Where are you going?
Hawaii.
What's your favorite movie?
I don't really have a favorite movie, but I really like comedies and romantic movies.
Who is your favorite musical artist?
Kind of similar answer. I don't really have specific one, but the genre I like is pop and also hip hop.
And when the day comes down the road that a Hollywood producer sees your story, finds it fascinating, and says, this is going to make a great movie, what actress is going to play the role of Laura Valkova?
That's a hard question, actually. I have no idea.
Well, I'm not even going to remotely try and choose for you. You might have to watch your movies more closely, and we're going to have you back just to answer that question in the future. It's been Inside JAG Nation this week has been with Laura Valkova from the women's tennis team. Sunbelt Conference tournament Friday through Sunday with an automatic berth to the NCAA championship on the line. Wish you the best of luck in that, and congratulations. Look forward to seeing you graduate next month, and wish you the best.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Inside JAG Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Any rebroadcast or distribution of this podcast without the express written consent of South Alabama Athletics is strictly prohibited. Remember, you can find a new episode of Inside JAG Nation every week on USAJaguars.com, or have them automatically uploaded to your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Keep up to date with the Jags by following us on Twitter with @USAJaguarSports and @JagNationUSA. Thanks for listening, and go Jags!